You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because He is the only living God who sitteth on the throne and is actively intervening on our behalf, on your behalf. And so, God, we just thank you. Thank you so much for this blessed opportunity to abide in you. Thank you so much for this blessed opportunity to dwell in your presence, to soak in your presence, to be in your presence. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you. I thank you for your son and daughter, hallelujah, that is joining me now. We thank you, O God. We thank you and we bless your name. We thank you that as we enter into your gates, hallelujah, as we enter into this time of prayer, what we are doing is we're entering into your gates with thanksgiving, and we're entering into your courts with praise. And so, God, we say thank you. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. You and we exalt you and we magnify you. Hallelujah. Reba sandara bokorosaya. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bow before you. We seek your face. We love on you, O God. Right now, hallelujah, is what we do. I thank you, O God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we praise you, you step into that place of praise, O God. We thank you, hallelujah, Alpha and Omega. Omega, great I am, beginning and end, hallelujah, first and last. We praise you, El Almighty, El Shaddai. We praise you, El Elyon, the Most High God. We praise you. We exalt you in this moment and in this time. We exalt you. Let you be exalted among the heathens. Be exalted in the earth. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Psalm 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen and exalted in the earth. God, be exalted right now. And we thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for this just a blessed hour of prayer that you have called us into, that you have carved out, that you have authored. And God, I know that your presence is here. So as we come in, we're coming into your presence. We're coming into the presence of the Judge of Judges. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, hallelujah, the great Shalom, Resandarabo. Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, our victory, our warrior, the fighter of our battles. God, we exalt you right now. Our Prince of Peace, we exalt you right now. Hallelujah, our healer, we exalt you right now. Jehovah Rapha, we exalt you right now. Our provider, we exalt you right now. Our way maker, we exalt you right now. Arabasando Robocotia, we exalt you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill every atmosphere. Hallelujah. Under the sound of my voice, fill the atmosphere of that vehicle. Fill the atmosphere of that office. Fill the atmosphere of that room. Fill the atmosphere of that home. Fill the atmosphere as we're going. going to and fro, God. Glory, O God. Hallelujah. We glorify you on this day. We magnify you, O God. Yes, we call you wonderful. We call you counselor. Whoa, God, we thank you. We call you everlasting Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We turn to you. We look to you. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. You are our help. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are very present. You are our very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. We don't look to the trouble. Hallelujah. Resataya kondoraya rebasaya. We look to you. And matter of fact, we can look at the trouble. Hallelujah. Ayerabosaya, and not be moved, because our spirit eyes, hallelujah, is on you. Our heart is on you. Our mind is on you. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. We choose on this day to set our eyes on you, oh God. We choose to believe what you say, oh God. The Bible says in Mark 11:22, Jesus saying, have faith in God. This day, we are having faith in God. This day, this hour, this week, this month, this year, for the rest of our lives, we are having faith in God. We are setting our faith in God. We are exercising that place of faith. We are choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. We are choosing to draw close to you, oh God, and then draw even closer, 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 and then draw even closer. Hallelujah, Rebasandaraya Rabosoya, into the presence of God, and then draw even closer into the bosom of God, and then draw even closer into the breath of God, and then draw even closer, hallelujah, into the mind of God, and then draw even closer into the heart of God, and then draw even closer in the spirit of God. And as we draw nigh to you, oh God, we thank you that you are drawing near to us, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Karabasaya. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Have faith in God. Hallelujah, Rabo Sokoti Arabasandareya. Concerning the ailment, have faith in God. Concerning the disease, have faith in God. Your healer, our healer, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Karabasandarabosoya. Concerning the provision, concerning the need, our Bible says, our scripture says, the living word of God says, the breath of God says, that my God, your God, our God shall supply all of our needs, all of our need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hakarabosia. God's word, it will not return unto him void. God's word shall come to pass. God's promise for our life, for your life, shall come to pass. We are believing. I am believing what you say, God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I'm believing what you say. We are believing what you say and not what we say, because what we say is fickle. When we're believing what you say, God, which is cemented, which is sure and guarantee, which is able to disrupt and interrupt and change temporary circumstances. It's able to override. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. Help us to be a people that's not moved by circumstance and by situation. Oh God, thank you that your word is our anchor. Your word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Your word, hallelujah, is the solid ground, hallelujah, that we are standing on. Your word is what we speak to the storm, is what we speak to the lack, is what we speak to the barren place, is what we speak to the affliction, is what we speak to the trouble. Oh God, help us now to stop allowing the trouble and the affliction and the barren to speak to us, hallelujah, Rebasaya, and dictate to us, but rather we shall stand in the authority and in the dominion that you have given us. I'm reminded of scripture that you spoke to the seas. You spoke to the waves. You spoke a rebuke. You spoke peace. And the disciples marveled. What manner of man is this that even the seas and the winds, the elements obey? Obey him. You spoke to the fig tree. And the fig tree obeyed you. And then you tell us that we are able in verse 23 of Mark 11. Hallelujah. Resataya. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but believe that which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. In verse 24, therefore I say unto you, hallelujah, whatsoever you pray, believing that you receive, ye shall have. Hallelujah. Resaya yerobo sokotia. Oh God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We shall have them. We shall have them. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Whew. Glory to God. Glory to God. Make us aware, Holy Spirit, of our mouth. Hallelujah. Make us aware of that which we speak. Make us more sensitive to the truth that life and death is in the power of our tongue. Make us aware of what we're blessing. Make us aware of what we're cursing. Oh God, make us aware there are things that we want you to bless, but we are cursing. Oh, there are things that you want, that we desire you to curse. Hallelujah. Meaning rebuke, meaning stop, meaning change, and we are blessing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God, today, help us to get in agreement with you. There's a trouble, hallelujah, that arise, and then we start cursing that place where we want you to bless and step into. My God, help us, Lord God, to be a people that is moved by heaven. Help us, oh God. Where we are faint, oh God, give us power, Jesus. Where we are weak, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Give us strength, Lord God. Where we are depressed and sorrowful, oh God. Give us joy and peace, hallelujah. Where we are broken, oh God. Heal us, oh God. You are near the brokenhearted, oh God. Oh, where we are doubting, oh God. Yes. Deliver us from the stronghold of doubt. And let us move in the mind of Christ. Oh God, we come against that double-minded spirit, and we declare that we are single-minded in Christ, single-minded on Christ, single-minded for Christ, single-minded by Christ. Yes, Lord. Sober-minded. Oh, hallelujah. Filled with the Spirit and sober to the things of the world. Sober. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Sober. Let us move in sobriety in the Spirit, oh God, and not in the drunkenness of our emotions. Uh-oh, come on, somebody. Let us move in the sobriety of the Spirit of God and not in the drunkenness of our feelings. Uh-oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let us move. In the sobriety of the Spirit of God and not in, the drunkenness of the need and allowing the need to dictate and take us away from God. Yes, God. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, fill the voided places, the lacking places with your Spirit, oh God. Give us a fresh anointing, oh God, an anointing that heals, oh God, an anointing that destroys the yoke, oh God, an anointing that lifts the burdens, oh God. Increase our strength, oh God. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Waiting on you, God, is trusting in you, oh God. Waiting on you, oh God, is not passive, but it's active. Hallelujah. Waiting on you, oh God. Waiting on the Lord is actively participating with God in heaven concerning the thing. Resaya, concerning the promise, concerning the journey, concerning the voyage, concerning, hallelujah, whatever that thing that we're praying about, concerning it, we are active while we are waiting to see the answer. I'm actively participating with partnering with God. Hallelujah. And whatever the activity of my change that needs to be, so that when the answer arrives, I match the answer. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. In the refining, in the resaya, correct. In the increasing of faith, Lord God, because guess what? We don't want to be a people, yes, hallelujah, like the children of Israel journeying through the wilderness, that the minute they had a need, they complained. God provided, another need arose, they complained. God provided, another need arose. We don't want to be a people. Hallelujah, Rabasaya, that's not growing in our faith. That's not growing in our relationship with God. That's not growing in our maturity of God. That's not increasing in our spiritual riches. Come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. Even in the book of Revelation, I'm going to turn to it. Even in the book of Revelation, when Jesus is speaking to the church in Laodicea, he says to them that he's speaking to them saying that they are lukewarm.
He'd rather you be cold or hot. Let us get hot on fire for God. Let not the trial and the tribulation make us lukewarm to God, but rather let it set us on fire for God. For when we have a true understanding and accurate knowledge of God, we know that in the trials we count it all joy, for the trying of our faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, he says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? Oh, Jesus. So not only are we praying for God to clothe us in the physical, in the natural, and enrobe us in the physical, in the natural, and provide in the physical, in the natural, and heal us in the physical, in the natural, and open the door for us in the physical, in the natural, and give us favor in the physical and natural, and quicken the dead in the dormant places, in the physical and natural, and give us the instruction and the ideas and the clarity, and rebuke the chaos in the physical and natural, and remove the stress, and give us hallelujah, and encourage us in the physical and natural, hallelujah, and even more so in the spirit. Oh God, let us not be a people who are spiritually blind, spiritually wretched, spiritually miserable, spiritually poor, spiritually naked. But oh God, let us buy. In verse 18 it says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, and thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many, verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Lord God, let us, okay, verse 20. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Father God, I thank you for the invitation of you drawing us closer to you, that you are making us rich, oh God, within, rich in our prayer life, rich in our worship to you, rich in our faith, rich in our belief, rich in our hope, karaya, that we're operating in with a cheerful heart, oh God, that is good medicine. Oh God, we need the good medicine of a cheerful heart, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you will minister to us in those areas of a crushed spirit, because a crushed spirit drieth the bones. God, I'm asking that you will minister in the areas of dealing with the bones of the thing, dealing with the physical bones, strengthen, oh God. We even in Ezekiel, you took him to the valley of the dry bones. As some of us are in the valley of the dry bones, God, let us learn how to prophesy your words of life and more abundantly in the valley of the dry bones. God, breathe on us. Breathe in the valley of the dry bones. It begin to quicken by way of your resurrection power, God. Help us, oh God, to become more like you, recognizing the authority and the dominion and the rulership and the power that you've given us, Heavenly Father. That we are a people, hallelujah, and ever evolving, ever to be more like you, ever maybe devolving, becoming less like us, less like our old self, and more like you, hearing what you are saying, that we are forgiving and operating in the spirit of forgiveness, that we are operating in patience, that we are operating in producing the fruit of gentleness and kindness and faithfulness, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. And it is possible that them fruits are ripe and supple and juicy and sweet, even in the midst of the heat of the day, in the midst of a trouble, in the midst of the wind. In the midst of, yes, God, my God, who art in heaven, we bless your name. Yes, hallelujah, we bless your name. Yes, hallelujah, we just bless your name right now. We bless your name right now. We bless your name right now, oh God. We bless your name right now, oh God. We bless your name right now. Have faith in God. Hallelujah, for he is able. Have faith in God. Hallelujah, and hold your peace. Have faith in God. Hallelujah, and be still. Have faith in God and release it. Have faith in God and wait on him. Have faith in God and see your victory. Have faith in God and walk into your healing and receive your healing. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. And submit unto him. Have faith in God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Have faith in God and let God promote you and let God advance you as you listen and obey. As we listen and obey, God give us a spirit of obedience. God, hallelujah, rasata bagadia. Thank you for making us not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Thank you for making us hearers of the word and doers of the word. Thank you for increasing our hearing of the word and our doing of the word. Thank you for making us rich in hearing the word and doing the word. As we have faith in you, God, we are hearing the word and doing the word. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, O God. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. We may not, some of us may not feel blessed, but we bless you, O God. We bless you. Hallelujah. And listen to you and not the feelings. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Ooh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name right now. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Reboso korobasia taraya. I can even sense there's a one, there's a two, there's a three, there's a four, there's a group of us that may say there's nothing happening to rejoice about. There's nothing in my life that's rejoice worthy. That it's suffocating and making it hard to bless God. Our things are temporary. That situation is temporary. That condition
is temporary. Hallelujah. Resa tabasitiria tarabosoya rebasaya. God is the change agent. God is the miracle worker. God is the supernatural. God is the power of powers. We bless your name. We will not allow the circumstance, the situation, the depravity. Depravity? Is that the word? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Okay, we just gonna go with it. Of the situation to choke out. We will not allow the cares of the world to choke out. We will not allow the deceitfulness of riches to choke out. We will not allow the desires of the flesh to choke out our praise, to choke out our thanksgiving, to choke out our prayer. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, Rabasako Urubusindriya. We will not allow the pain to choke out my praise unto you. Resaya, my faith in you, God. We will not allow the lack of the thing, the barrenness of the thing, the dryness of the thing, the little of the thing, the heat of the thing, the overwhelming of the thing to choke out my faith, our faith, to choke out our trust in God, to choke out, hallelujah, us commanding our soul to bless the Lord, hallelujah. We will not allow the works of the enemy to choke out, hallelujah, and cause us to let go of God. Resaya, what else would we hold on to other than God? Ah, hallelujah, rebasaya tatatayanda rabosia, rebokotia. Wherever we have a false refuge, wherever we have a false security, wherever we have a false shelter, wherever we have a false stability, God, wake us up, Heavenly Father. Open our eyes, Heavenly Father. Tear that down, Heavenly Father, that we're holding on to you and you only, that you are our God and nothing else. You are our God and no one else. You are our God, hallelujah, and it is your word that we follow and not any other word. Your voice is who we follow and what we follow and no other voice. Yes, hallelujah. The voice of God that was walking in the cool of the day in the Garden of Eden. Oh God, I declare and decree a Garden of Eden is before us. Oh God, I declare and decree promised land is ahead of us. We are moving ahead. We are entering into the land flowing of milk and honey that you have for us. Oh God, I declare and decree that you have better, Yerabosoya, Rekatidia, that you have the plan, that you have a plan. And God, we thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. You have a plan of healing. You have a plan of mobility. You have a plan of walking. You have a plan of us being of strength. You have a plan of the joy of the Lord is our strength. You have a plan of peace. You have a plan of forgiveness. You have a plan of increase. You have a plan, hallelujah, giving us homes that we did not build, vineyards we did not plant, wells we did not dig. You have a plan of marriage. You have a plan of restoration. You have a plan of laughter. You have a plan, hallelujah, of an oil of joy. You have a plan of a garment of praise for us. Oh God, you have a plan. You have a plan of abundance. You have a plan of increase. Did I say increase before? Well, you have a plan of increase. Increase in riches. Increase in laughter. Increase in joy. Increase in faith. Increase in health. Increase of sound mind. Increase of your word. Increase of hearing your voice. Increase of our relationship with you. Oh God, you have a plan. You have a plan of bringing your promise to pass. Oh God, you have a plan of answering our prayers, a plan of answers. Yes, hallelujah. You have a plan. You have a plan of liberty. Oh God, you have a plan. You have a plan of vision. Oh God, you have a plan. You have a plan of business. You have a plan in ministry. Oh God, you have a plan. You have a plan, oh God. You have a plan of being fruitful and multiplying. God has a plan for you. God has a plan. He has a plan, hallelujah, that includes when you thought it was over. It's just beginning. Ooh, hallelujah. He has a plan of life and life more abundantly. When you thought the life was over, we got another life. You know, on the game, so hallelujah, and you didn't realize, I got another life. Oh, God, he has a plan of a life for you that you never even imagined. You never thought of. You never asked for. Oh, God, you have a plan. You have a plan. Yes, you have a plan, oh God. You have a plan. In this little place, you have a plan, oh God. In this borrowing place, you have a plan, oh God. A plan to make us lenders. A plan, oh Rabosotaya. A plan. In this beneath place, you have a plan. A plan to set us above. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Rabasaya, Karaya. In this crying place, you have a plan. Oh, yes, God. In this oppressed place, God, you have a plan. You have a plan in this crying place. You have a plan in this afflicted place. He had a plan for the children of Israel in Egypt. And the plan looked like Moses. Oh, hallelujah. Pharaoh, let my people go. And on this day, the pharaohs of our finances, the pharaohs of whatever has us worried, whatever has us afflicted, whatever has us crying, let us go in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us go in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Resata rebocorosia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That we are rejoicing. Hallelujah. That we are rejoicing to see the mighty hand of God fight on our behalf and deliver us. Hallelujah, Rabasiah. By any means necessary, making a way out of no way. Do you believe that God still does miracles, signs, and wonders? I believe God does miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe that God does miracles, signs, and wonders. And I just declare and decree that God is doing a miracle in your life. God is doing a miracle. Hallelujah. On your behalf. God is doing a miracle in this day. God is doing a miracle in this time. God is doing a miracle. And we will be encouraged. Hallelujah. Because God's miracle, the light of his miracle, always came up against the darkness. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. Barabasaya.
of the trouble. Hallelujah. The shut upness of the grave. God, we thank you for your resurrecting power. Oh God, we thank you for your miracle signs and wonders, taking our water and turning it into wine. Follow the instructions of God. Oh Lord, we thank you that every miracle, that at every miracle, every sign, and every wonder, there is an instruction. Hallelujah. There is an utterance from heaven. There is an utterance from the mouth of God. Yes, Yahweh. Yes, Yahweh. We believe I am that I am. We believe I am that I. Do you believe? Hallelujah, Rasaya. You don't have to feel it to believe it. Do you believe? You don't have to see it to believe it. Do you believe? You don't have to think it to believe it. Do you believe? It doesn't have to have happened to you or anyone around you before. Do you believe? Hallelujah. It may be foreign to us. Do you believe? Hallelujah. You don't have to hear it. Do you believe? There's a sound of heaven. Hallelujah. Do you believe? It starts with a sound from heaven. It starts with a sound. Come on. God spoke to Elijah that after 3.5 years of no rain, 3.5 years of famine, 3.5 years of trouble, 3.5 years of hardship, God spoke that there will be rain. God spoke that this season of famine is over. I believe God is speaking to us that our season of famine, the season of hardship, the season of toil, the season of trouble is over. Hallelujah. The season of singleness over. He spoke a word, season of lack over. Season of barely enough over. He spoke to Elijah. There was a sound from heaven, and that sound of heaven said that rain is coming. Elijah got in a posture of prayer and did not look up until what God said was now breaking through to the earth. It broke through in the little of a cloud the size of a man's hand. This is why we got to be sensitive to the spirit in a prayerful place to discern and detect. Oh, that is my cloud. That is my cloud of a size of a man's hand. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. That is my cloud the size of a man's hand. I had one day of no stress. That is my cloud of the size of a man's hand. I had 1 hour of no pain. 1 minute, maybe even, of no pain. 10 minutes of no pain. That is my cloud of the size of a man's hand. That cloud, the size of a man's hand, turned into an abundance of rain. Thank you, God, for the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the abundance of rain. We thank you, oh God, for the abundance of joy. We thank you, oh God, for the abundance of hope. We thank you, oh God, for the abundance of healing. We thank you, oh God, for the abundance of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord God, for the abundance of laughter. We thank you, oh God, because you have made a way and you have provided in ways that we can't even ask, think, or imagine. God, we thank you. Do you believe? Hallelujah. Do you believe? Hallelujah. And I just have this one question. What is it hurting us to believe? It hurts more not to believe. What is it costing us to believe. It cost us more not to believe. What is the risk of us believing? Let us get risky then. If it's a risk, consider me risky. Hallelujah. I have more to lose. It is more risky not to believe. What are we losing? To believe. I lose more in not believing. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We say on this day, hallelujah. We say on this day that we will agree with you and have faith in God. We say on this day that we will step into the place of trust and have faith in God. Hey, guess what? Lean not on thine own understanding. Hallelujah. Trust God with all of thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all of our ways, God, we are acknowledging you. Make us aware of ways that we have and we just automatically go into without acknowledging you. Thank you for making our path straight, oh God. Oh yes, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I don't care how hot it is. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how long it's been. Have faith in God. I don't care how much you want it. Have faith in God and believe and remember with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, God bless you. In Jesus' name, have faith in God. And again, remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.